The Water Security Agency is anticipating increased water levels at Cumberland House. Water flows from the E.B. Campbell Power Station. Rainfall and saturation in the area are increasing the levels. The WSA says it's estimating water levels at Cumberland House to determine if there are any risks to the community. There's historic rain throughout the Churchill system. Another 40 millimeters of rain is expected for Reindeer Lake. Peak levels for communities such as Isle of Crosse, LaRange, and Sandy Bay are projected in 7 to 10 days. Prince Albert police are looking to the public for information on an unsolved homicide case that's now 2 years old. Police responded to a call on July 13, 2018, about an injured person in a yard at 6th Avenue East and 20th Street. The person was identified as Jordan Ballantyne. Police have released a video which shows the clothing Ballantyne was wearing prior to his death. Anyone with information is asked to contact Prince Albert Police or Crime Stoppers. The search for a missing Thunder Child First Nation woman is over. RCMP say the body of Dee Dee Steele was located on Monday on the First Nation. She was last heard from in June. The death is not considered suspicious. LaLoche and the Clearwater River Dene Nation have overcome a second wave of COVID-19. On Monday, the region reported one active case. The second outbreak was attributed to a funeral and wake held in the region in mid-June. Cases peaked at one point at 54. The first outbreak was attributed to a work camp in northern Alberta. Saskatchewan has reported, meanwhile, 56 new cases of COVID-19 since Friday. That included two new cases on Saturday, 23 on Sunday, and 31 on Monday. The province says previously reported infections in the southwest now stretch farther and have spread into west-central parts of the province. The new cases include 13 in the south, 5 in the Saskatoon area, 3 in the central area, and 2 in the Regina area. Saskatchewan now has 90 active cases and 871 cases overall. The Métis Nation Saskatchewan is preparing for an online edition of Back to Batoche. The digital version runs July 23rd and 24th. Due to COVID-19, the festival, which is normally held at the National Historic Site, is postponed until 2021. Competitions for jigging, fiddling, and square dancing will be done using videos. Canadian trials have just begun for a prospective COVID-19 vaccine, but its Quebec-based manufacturer is already downplaying its potential impact.
Medicago president and CEO Dr. Bruce Clark cautions observers against holding unrealistic expectations that his product or any others in development will bring the pandemic to a screeching halt. The drug maker began trials for its proposed vaccine yesterday in Quebec City. Clark says it's naive to assume that in 18 months we can have the solution to a pandemic that comes around once in a generation. He says there's still so much that is unknown about COVID-19, including how it might manifest during this year's flu season. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
One of the first Indigenous women to join the RCMP in Manitoba is the lead plaintiff in a proposed class action lawsuit. Marjorie Hudson alleges she and other racialized employees were subjected to racism by colleagues and management. Hudson joined the force in 1979 as a special Native constable and then as a regular constable. None of the allegations has been proven in court. A spokesperson for the RCMP says it would be inappropriate to comment as the matter is before the court. WestJet plans to resume flights from Calgary to Europe next month. Flights to London and Paris will resume on August 20th. A Calgary-based airline plans to increase the number of flights by about 10% over this month. The 200 daily flights it will offer represents a 75% drop in service from last year's levels. 20 years ago today, a tornado swept through the central Alberta resort of Pine Lake, killing a dozen people. Heather Thompson was there, and 13 members of her family survived with a wide variety of injuries. She says first came golf ball-sized hail, and then the tornado itself.
We're lifted up in the air, and then we're thrown down, crashed down. That time the fridge came in, hit my husband in the face. Microwave came out of the cupboard, dishes all fell on top of us. And then the stronger part of the tornado, the back, got us and turned us upside down.
Thompson's four-month-old granddaughter was sucked out of her car seat, but landed on a local nearby golf course with just a cut on her foot.